أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، ربي يسر ولا تعسر، وتمم بالخير، وبك نستعين يا فتاح، آمين ثم آمين يا رب العالمين. We will continue with the tafsir of Surah At-Takwir from Ayah 10th, inshallah ta'ala. In the last ayah, we were studying that the girls who were killed in the ignorant society, not for any crime, but just because they were girls. Their sole crime was them being girls, who might bring shame to the parents of that ignorant society. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a different take on that. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor them by asking what was their crime, because of what they were killed. بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. The culprits who committed this heinous crime will not be given any chance. This is our Islam, who honored us women, who gave us our rights, who restored our honor. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Now, the next stage of Day of Qiyamah is being said from verse 10th. Let's see, inshallah wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا السُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. And when the written pages of deeds, good and bad, of every person shall be laid open. From this verse, the second stage has been described when the souls will be reunited with the bodies. The records will be laid open. The people will be called to account for their crimes. The heavens will be unveiled, and hell and heaven will be brought into full view. After showing the hereafter, therefore man has been left to ponder his own self and deeds, saying, then each man shall himself know what he has brought with him. وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ. And when the heaven shall be stripped off and taken away from its place. Now we look at the sky, it looks beautiful. But on the day of judgment, it will look like the red meat inside the skin. When we sacrifice or slaughter any animal and take his skin off, there's a blood and red meat inside. The sky will be like that. The word kushitat is from word kashata, stripping off, taking off the skin. When we look at the sky, it looks beautiful, beautiful blue. But on the day of judgment, it will all change. The blue color will go away and it will be of red color. The torments of that day will be seen everywhere. What if the sky was red? How would we have felt? The blue color gives us peace. It gives us serenity. وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِيرَتْ وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ. And when hellfire shall be kindled to fierce a blaze, and when paradise shall be brought near. And heavens will be represented with all its blessings and gifts. Paradise with all of its blessings will be visible to all, so that the wicked should know what they are being deprived of and where they are going to be. And the righteous as well should know what they are being saved from and with what they are being blessed and honored with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the paradise closer to the people and will ask them, are you happy with this today? عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْدَرَتْ. Then every person will know what he has brought of good and evil. Up to here were scenes of the Day of Judgment. All our good deeds are a gift, which we are packing it now. We will present these to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the Day of Judgment. مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ. What good deeds we could have done and didn't do. What sins we could have escaped from, but we didn't. our deeds, our actions are in the form of a book. We want to send this book to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If our book of deeds is good, then we will be happy to send it away. And if bad, then we will be worried. Every nafs, every soul will know. Let's write questions for ourselves. What am I preparing to send to my Lord, to my Rabb? I eat and benefit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings. In return, what am I sending to my Malik, to my Lord? When my book will be opened on the day of judgment, will I be ashamed of looking at it? My every action will be seen by others. Will I be still honorable? Do I do any action which will be embarrassing to me on the day of judgment? Just write these questions and ponder over them. Where I stand. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْحُنَّسِ الْجَوَارِ الْكُنَّسِ. So verily, I swear by the planets that recede, that is, disappear during the day and appear during the night, and the planets that move swiftly and hide themselves. Two words are used here. Khunnas, its root is Kha Noon Seen. Khuns, it's from word Khunus, meaning hide away or disappear. Jawari means swiftly. Its plural is Jariyah, and it's from word Jari. Khuns is used for an animal when he enters his house. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that these are types of stars. Daytime, all stars hide away in their places. That's why they are called Khunnas. And nighttime, they appear and move swiftly. That's why Khunnas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath of all these things. It sounds like someone is taking last breath of his life when the night is finishing and morning is appearing. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسَ, and by night as it departs. It has two meanings. عَسْعَس is rubai, made up of four letters. First meaning of عَسْعَس is that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second meaning is the darkness going away or darkness coming full covered. It's used in both meanings. For first meaning, that when the night is going away, or secondly, it could mean when night has fully come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created these things and He is fully aware of what's happening where. He is in total control. He is monitoring everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath on different things. Just concentrate on this. وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسَ, and by dawn as it brightens. It means the first a few early moments of the morning. تَنَفَّس means breathing, taking oxygen in. Very early morning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used beautiful words here. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. Verily, this is the word, this Quran brought by a most honorable messenger, Jibreel alayhi salam, from Allah to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Indeed, this message has been brought down by a noble messenger, Jibreel alayhi salam. Do not try to isolate it. An oath has been sworn by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for five things and made it clear that this Quran has not been made up by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It has been revealed to Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam through Jibreel alayhi salam. Who is that messenger? Dhi quwwati 'inda dhil 'arshi makin. Owner of power and high rank with Allah, the Lord of the throne. He has done a great job. He has a very respectable status in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is followed by all angels. He is the leader. مُطَاعٍ ثَمَّ أَمِينٍ. Obeyed by the angels, trustworthy there in the heavens. He is respected by all other angels. Therefore, he is called the leader of all angels. وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ. And O people, your companion Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is not a madman. Your companion, the Holy Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, here Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been mentioned as the companions of the people of Mecca. They have been made to realize that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was no stranger for them. He was not an outsider, but a man of their own society and tribe. He had lived his whole life among them. Even their children knew that he was a very wise man. وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ بِالْأُفُقِ الْمُبِينِ. And indeed, he, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, saw him, Jibreel alayhi salam, in the clear horizon towards the east. Ra'ahu means Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam saw Jibreel alayhi salam. Wa ma huwa 'ala al-ghaibi bidhanin. And he, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, withholds not a knowledge of the unseen. He has good knowledge and he passes on to all of you. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. And it, the Qur'an, is not the word of the outcast shaitan. That is, the Holy Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, does not hide anything from you. Whatever of the unseen realities are known to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether they relate to the attributes of Allah, the angels, life after death and resurrection, or to the hereafter, heaven and hell, he conveys everything to you without any change. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Then where are you going? That is, you are wrong in thinking that some Satan comes and whispers these words into the ears of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It does not suit shaitan that it should divert a man from polytheism, idol worship, and sins, and turn him towards God worship and tawheed. Make man realize that he should live a life of responsibility and accountability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instead of living an irresponsible, carefree life. Should forbid man to adopt practices of ignorance, injustice, immorality, and wickedness, and lead him to a clean life of justice, piety, and high morals? إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Verily, this, the Qur'an, is no less than a reminder to all the alameen, mankind and jinns. In other words, although this is an admonition for all mankind, only such a person can be benefit from it who is himself desirous of adopting piety and righteousness. Man's being a seeker of truth and a lover of rights is the foremost condition of his gaining any benefit from it. After this, the theme of prophethood has been taken up. Here, people of Mecca have been addressed, as if to say, whatever Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is presenting before you is not the bragging of a madman, nor any evil suggestion inspired by shaitan, but the word of a noble, exalted, and trustworthy messenger sent by God, whom Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has seen with his own eyes in the bright horizon of the clear sky in broad daylight. So now, are you going to turn away from his teaching? لِمَن شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَن يَسْتَقِيمَ. To whomsoever among you who wills to walk straight. This is a clean pond of water. You are leaving this and going towards a dirty pond. You are leaving the light of guidance and going towards the darkness of disbelieving. What happened to you? Do you want to be misguided? This Quran is the word of guidance and advice for all mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent it. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of this universe. And Quran was revealed to Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, who was blessing for all mankind. This is shining sun with full of guidance and direction to all mankind until the day of judgment. There is no place or time limitation for this blessed Quran. It's guidance for everything until the last day. The only people who can benefit from Quran are those who will get to learn and connect with this. The only people get guidance are those who want to be on the right path, who desires to be on the right path. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And you will not, unless it be that Allah wills, the Lord of the Alameen, mankind, jinns, and all that exists. This book is not imposed on someone forcefully. You can only get guidance from this when a person wants to and wish for. He or she needs to show that he is capable of learning it. Nothing will happen if you want to do something until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to happen. This book is an advice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you believe in it, then you will benefit from it. If you don't, then it's your loss. Whoever doesn't want to be benefited from it, this book will not be beneficial to him. This is the matter of love and respect. Whatever you are attracted to, then you try for that. When there is no interest in something, then you do not even try. If you love doing something, then it becomes easier for you. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, that will happen in this world and hereafter. There is a hadith Qudsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I desire something and you desire something, but only what I desire occurs. If you submit yourself to my desire, that is, obey me, I will be sufficient for you in your desire. If you do not submit yourself to me by disobeying me, I will tire you in what you desire. And at the end of the day, only what I wish happens and occurs. So we should make our choice according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's choice. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for us, accept that happily. Whenever there is a contradiction in choices, then there is a problem. Just say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, my hands are up. I am submitting myself to you, O my Allah. I am totally surrendering myself. I ask you, Ya Allah, to change me, to change my heart. Whenever I read this ayah, I imagine a doll made of cloth, soft, no bones, no stiffness. You can move it around the way you like it, wherever you want to. Khudi ko kar buland itna ke har taqdeer se pehle khuda bande se khud poochhe bata teri raza kya hai. Establish yourself on such high status that before every ruling, God will determine your fate after asking you, what is your wish? After reciting Quran, what I understood is that make your choice same as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's choice. Ya Allah, make our wishes and choices according to your choices. Ya Allah, make us among those who are obedient to you. Ya Allah, change my thinking, change my style. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to the straight path and make us among those who fully surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and never shy from the opportunity to improve themselves. Ameen, summa ameen. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا وتب علينا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا الشمس كورت وإذا النجوم انكدرت وإذا الجبال سيرت وإذا العشار عطلت وإذا الوحوش حشرت وإذا البحار سجرت وإذا النفوس زوجت وإذا الموءودة سئلت بأي ذنب قتلت وإذا الصحف نشرت وإذا السماء كشطت وإذا الجحيم سعرت وإذا الجنة أزلفت علمت نفس ما أحضرت فلا أقسم بالخنس الجوار الكنس والليل إذا عسعس والصبح إذا تنفس إنه لقول رسول كريم ذي قوة عند ذي العرش مكين مطاع ثم أمين وما صاحبكم بمجنون ولقد رآه بالأفق المبين وما هو على الغيب بضنين وما هو بقول شيطان رجيم فأين تذهبون إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين لمن شاء يستقيم وما تشاءون.